Landon.
This is Jack.
Welcome to Carpool Sports Talk, presented by Anchor. Here's your hosts, Landon, Zach, and Jack.
Alright, so we're going to be basically running our predictions for the Suns and Clippers game. So,
Game five.
Alright, Jack, you go first. Suns or Clippers?
I'm taking the Clippers to bounce back. It's been for them this whole postseason. When you think they're done, that they give it one more. But I think it's in game six that'll be the end. Win three games in a row, that would be crazy.
Yeah, but I'm actually going Suns today. I think Suns are just gonna outplay them. And Chris Paul and Devin Booker gotta step up. I mean, last game no one could really shoot that well. It was a low scoring game in the '80s and stuff, so I think if Booker can play as usual and Chris Paul can, I think it'll be easy for the Suns. All right, so who we got more points, Paul George or Devin Booker?
I'll take Paul George. Like I said, I think the Clippers will step up offensively, and I think just as they did in Game 3, I think Paul George, obviously the best player, will carry them to victory for the most part with help from.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. I'm going George just because I feel like he's going to be the only player that actually scores a decent amount. I mean, Devin Booker hasn't been the same since his broken nose. I don't know. He hasn't been the same. He hasn't shot the same. Last game, he was 8 for 22 in the field. I don't think he's going to score as much. And even if he does score, he won't score more than George. I think George is going
to
30
and
plus.
And to clarify, I think Paul George will be the leading scorer of the game.
Yeah, he will be the leading scorer. But I still think the Suns are pulling off.
And I think since the Clippers came back and beat the Jazz, I think Paul George has stepped up. So is the rest of the team. Because they know that Kawhi, their main star, is not there. The whole team steps up, and I think it's surprising that they've done this well, but I think after tonight, they'll have one more game.
It's coming to a close to the Clippers. All right. More boards. Aiden or Zubac?
I'll go Aiden. I like what he's been doing in the playoffs, and really, I mean, the whole season. He's stepped up for the team more than any of us would have thought, especially with the pressure of being the first overall pick. And I think it's gonna continue. I think he'll make the All-Star game next year, and I think his career is gonna continue to go in an upward motion.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, he's averaging 14-10 in the regular season, and I mean, he's really stepped it up in the playoffs. I mean, obviously with the game winner, which wasn't really the shot; it was really the pass. But I mean, he stepped up getting career numbers and rebounds and stuff. So
that pass was
the pass and not the shot. It was so easy for Aiden to just throw it in.
Yeah. Was Jay Crowder the third?
I think Crowder would do that.
Yeah.
That was all. But yeah, the Clips are going down today though. Aiden,
I guess it's better.
It's gonna be Clips in there. Suns in five.
Six.
No. I mean, it doesn't really matter, I guess, but I don't think
they're
rest
for the finals, though.
I mean, they didn't step, even without Chris Paul, the Suns were. They dropped too low, didn't they? Next one. And with him, I just think it's a different story.
They won the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Without Paul. I thought you were saying. I thought you were talking Your turn.
Clips throw. ISO.
Yeah.
Paul George is going to lie. It's not going to be enough.
All right.
That's
thank
all
you
for
tuning
today.
In.
That's all for today. Hopefully,
see you next time.
Yep. This is Landon.
This is Jack.
This is Carpool Sports Talk.